In New York City, several hundred restaurant and retail workers took to the streets to demand higher wages. Tassian Edwards works for Burger King and says the national minimum wage of $7.25 per hour, which she earns, is not enough to support her family.
I'm the oldest in the house, and I'm the only one that could work right now. And $7.25 can't feed my three siblings, including me and my mother.
Organizers say workers in more than 50 American cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and Los Angeles, participated in one of the biggest worker protests in the country. The strikes are part of a campaign backed by labor unions to demand a minimum wage of $15 an hour and the right to join a labor union. Proponents of the fast food industry say low-wage jobs provide opportunities to students and entry-level workers who over time will move on to better jobs and higher pay. Imposing higher wages, they say, could backfire on workers. Economist Michael Saltzman is with the Employment Policies Institute.
If employers are paying more, they either have to raise their prices, which means the workers' dollars are buying less, or if employers have to cut back on hours or employment, then people have less take-home pay at the end of the day.
But protest organizers say with so many manufacturing jobs migrating to low-wage countries like China, the fast food industry is the only option for many unskilled workers. Derek Langley says it's time for American workers to stand up for their rights.
I'm aware that this might cause me to lose my job, but at the same time, I'm fighting for something that I believe in. I'm just not going to let somebody keep stepping on my toes after I keep realizing it hurts.
Saltzman says tax credits already help poor working families, but many of these workers say they don't want to rely on government assistance. While one day strikes may not force the industry to change on its own, they could increase pressure on President Obama and Congress to raise the minimum wage for all. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.